for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. So, is marijuana a threat to the continuation of our society, or is it a medicine? Looking into that situation, today we'll hear from a couple of reporters for the Drug Truth Network.
Let's get a couple of things straight here. Drug legalization advocates have perpetuated a misconception that has somehow found its way into the general consensus. I'm talking about the idea that marijuana is not dangerous, that it is in fact the least harmful drug with few permanent side effects, if any. I think not. The government has never conceded any of this, and this fantasy has a hard time squaring with the facts presented by the government. The most recent studies coming out of the Netherlands indicate that the drug may cause psychosis. Psychotic symptoms include hallucinations such as seeing or hearing things that aren't really there, and delusions, which are false beliefs which do not go away with logical or accurate information. The most common psychotic disorder was schizophrenia. The study was carried in the British medical journals BMJ Online First, December 1, 2004. A quick look at WhiteHouseDrugPolicy.org will show that, according to the government, marijuana users are more prone to violence and likely to move on to harder drugs. It goes on to say that marijuana smoke is more harmful than tobacco smoke. Is it clear yet? In 70-plus years of prohibition, the government has not changed its position. Marijuana causes criminality, insanity, and death. You may have heard otherwise. The question is, who are you going to believe? The people or the government? This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
The Drug Truth Network Hero of the Week is Irv Rosenfeld. For speaking the truth when he didn't have to, for not giving in to the official repression being carried out by the government. Last week in Illinois, Irv went toe-to-toe with Drug Czar Walters at a committee meeting for a medical marijuana bill. After testifying, some of John Walters' security detail had a few words with him, but after producing documents complete with phone numbers to verify from the DEA that he was a patient, they let him go. Now, how hard was that? One of the main reasons against medical use was that it would be too hard to tell a legitimate patient from other marijuana consumers. Of course, this is nothing new in the world of prohibition. It's hard to read a registration card when you can't even notice that you have no clothes. You have to stand up for your rights and not be intimidated by the wall of lies. As we knock the bricks out one by one, it will crumble. So be sure to call your legislators and let them know that marijuana is medicine. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
Here is President Bush's take on the situation.
I want your little kid to say, "Hey, Daddy, President Bush tried marijuana. I think I will." Al Gore, I tried it. What a part of my life. He doesn't give a damn. He don't.
I urge you to visit our website, drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.